Just a few thoughts from me on this. I mean, I'm not even sure, like, what Oz was talking about, adding functionality with those, with the default and the bones is really even the way to go. And the reason why is because there's a problem with the default and a mesh that we would make, so like a fitted mesh. The default uses its own system, and then fitted mesh has fitted mesh system. But now Veer's talked about adding collision bones for the face so we can kind of morph parts of the face. And if that does happen, then I would propose that Linden Lab just releases a new avatar, same mesh and everything, but fitted mesh with all the, you know, weights for all the fitted mesh stuff and all the collision bones. Because that would turn the default into an avatar that works with fitted mesh. So somebody makes something that's fitted mesh, a clothing item, it'll actually morph properly with the default, the new default, basically. Because they're both using fitted mesh now. And it just works better.
Yes and no. As far as the clothing, it depends on how it's weighted. The different mesh avatars, custom avatars that we have now, all use different weights. And so mesh clothing that will work with one fitted mesh avatar won't necessarily work with another
That's true,
mesh avatar.
but at the same time, they all have their own weights. I'm saying that if Linden Lab puts out their own with their own weights and everybody builds off that, then we have a system where that could actually work versus what we have today.
Right, I agree with. I understand what you're saying. If that's where it became the standard, and if it was done really, really well, where the avatar's body changes shape when you move the avatar, when you move the sliders, a fitted mesh avatar. But yeah, if it was done really well, that would could become the standard that other avatars in the future start using that weights. And then, yeah, I agree with you. I'm sorry, Elizabeth. Elizabeth had said something in the local chat, or she typed something that I had missed. I would say suggest answering one of Elizabeth's questions was that if we do, if Linden Lab did end up having a fitted mesh default avatar, that they would actually need to have two avatars, one a legacy avatar just as is now, and the second one being the fitted mesh avatar, if Linden Lab decided to go that way at all, where people, just as they choose gender now in the appearance editor, they would choose the legacy versus the new fitted mesh default avatar, if Linden Lab was even going to go that way.
Yeah.